The following program was produced by the United States Courts.
You're listening to the Supreme Court Landmark Series, where we take a quick look into some of the High Court's most influential decisions. In each episode, we talk with a law professor about how these decisions shaped history and continue to impact us today. In this episode, Eve Brensocke-Primus, a professor of law at the University of Michigan Law School, discusses the 1985 case, New Jersey v. TLO, which involves students' rights in searches at public schools.
Actually, what happened in this case was there was a teacher who found two girls smoking in a school bathroom and took them to the principal's office. One of the girls admitted to smoking, but the other, TLO, denied that she had been smoking, so that was obviously a violation of school rules for them to be smoking in the bathroom. The principal demanded to see TLO's purse and opened the purse and found a pack of cigarettes in the purse.
The principal removed the cigarettes and found evidence that the student, known to us only by her initials, TLO, might be using marijuana. He continued searching her purse and found marijuana, a pipe, empty plastic bags, a list of students who owed TLO money, and letters from people asking for marijuana. The principal called TLO's mother and the police. At the police station, TLO admitted to selling marijuana at school. The state of New Jersey brought charges against TLO based on her confession and the evidence from her purse. In a juvenile court in New Jersey, TLO argued that her Fourth Amendment rights against unreasonable search and seizure had been violated. That court turned down her argument and sided with the school. But the New Jersey Supreme Court later found that the search was unreasonable and ruled that the evidence could not be used. The state of New Jersey appealed, and in 1985, the United States Supreme Court ruled in a 6-3 decision in favor of New Jersey and the school.
The court said, in the unique context of a school, you don't need the warrant or probable cause that you would otherwise need to conduct a search. And the reason for that is that in a school environment, teachers and administrators, they have to maintain order and discipline. They need a certain degree of flexibility in order to do that.
School administrators don't need a search warrant to conduct searches in schools, but they have to follow certain rules.
School officials have to act reasonably, and what that means is we will engage in a two-part inquiry, right? First, they will ask any time a school administrator searches a student, they'll say, look, was the search justified at its inception? And then second, was it reasonably related in scope to what justified it in the first place? Usually it'll be justified in its inception if there are reasonable grounds for suspecting that the search will turn up evidence that the students violated the law or the rules of the school.
The court's decision in TLO still influences how searches are conducted in public schools. Join us for more landmark Supreme Court case episodes at uscourts.gov.